Welcome to Treasured Tunes, where professors from the East Carolina University School of Music offer commentary about selected musical pieces. Please sit back and enjoy the music.
My name is Catherine Garner, and I am the director and pianist of the Women's Initiative Music Series here at East Carolina University. I've started this festival called Music on a Whim, which consists of Wednesday concerts at 11:30 on the first Wednesday of each month. These concerts are in the lobby of A.J. Fletcher Music Center, which is not a formal concert venue. So in this recording, you will hear some crowd noises and or people walking back and forth. That's a norm in this kind of a situation. The November 3rd concert is what you'll be hearing today. It consisted of three pieces. The first piece, called Songs of the Wolf, the first movement titled Wolf Songs by a composer named Andrea Clearfield. Andrea Clearfield is a current American composer of works for orchestra, chorus, soloist, chamber ensembles, dance, and multimedia collaborations. She's been commissioned by many organizations such as the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Debussy Trio, the American Guild of Organists, and many other international groups. She currently serves on the composition faculty at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia. If you'd like to know more about her, she does have a website of her own as well. The performers of this piece are Kristen Richard on horn and Elisa Gilliam. Kristen is a senior horn performance from the studio of Mary Burroughs. Her pianist is Elisa Gilliam, who is a pianist on our faculty. The movement they will be performing is called Wolf Songs. The entire piece was commissioned by Freudis, who is a Norwegian horn player who currently teaches at the Norwegian State Academy of Music. This work, written in 1994, contains special effects such as glissandi, falling off notes at the end, stopping, muffling, scooping. These all evoke animal noises and also portray the many moods that are associated with the wolf, such as nobility, playfulness, savagery of the hunt, and baying at the moon.
Thank you.
The next set of songs will be sung by Mario Hines, a tenor who's a graduate student here at ECU. He will be performing three songs from Margaret Bonds from her song cycle called Three Dream Portraits. Margaret Bonds was born in 1913 in Chicago, died in 1972 in Los Angeles. She was a pianist, composer, and a teacher. Her mother, an organist, was her first piano teacher, and her childhood home was a meeting place for African-American writers, artists, and musicians, including Florence Price. Margaret Bonds was the first African-American soloist to appear with Chicago Symphony Orchestra in 1933, and she played Florence Price's piano concerto at the World's Fair. She wrote mostly vocal music and is best known for her spiritual arrangements. Her works for orchestra and piano reflect her strong sense of ethnic identity. This cycle, called Three Dream Portraits, uses text by Langston Hughes. The song cycle was published in 1959 by Ricordi. The first song, Minstrel Man, was dedicated to a man named Lawrence Winters, who was an African-American bass baritone from the 40s through the 60s, who helped break down the racial barriers of the opera world. This song displays the irony between the black entertainer's happy facade and his inner turmoil. The second movement, Dream Variation, was dedicated to Adele Addison, who was an African-American lyric soprano during the 50s and 60s, who performed mostly in recital and concert, but in a little bit in opera. She's actually best known for her role of Bess in the 1959 movie Porgy and Bess. This song explores a better world in a dream-like atmospheric setting. The third song, I Too, is also dedicated to Lawrence Winters. This song is a militaristic march where there is ultimate triumph in the face of adversity. The pianist for this is myself.
Love.
The last two pieces you will hear are two spiritual arrangements by Florence Price. Florence Price was born in 1887 in Little Rock, Arkansas. She was the first African-American woman to be recognized as a symphonic composer in the 1930s. Her symphony was premiered by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra in 1933. She died in Chicago in 1953. She's best known for her songs, which include art songs and large arrangements of spirituals. She did compose over 300 works, but most of them remain unpublished. She is known for her ability to incorporate spirituals and characteristic dance music within classical forms. The mezzo-soprano singing today is named Candace Little. She is a senior music therapy major also here at ECU. The first piece that we will perform is called Trouble Done Come My Way. The second is My Soul's Been Anchored in the Lord. The pianist also is myself.
I'm gonna bring it.
This has been a production of East Carolina University. To hear more, please visit www.ecu.edu/treasuredtunes.